This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, what's up?
Very excited about this anniversary album.
Yeah, well, we're going back to 1980 today.
Cool.
40 years ago.
Cool.
It's ridiculous that the 80s were like already 40 years ago.
Cool.
And we're looking at the Pretenders and their self-titled debut album, Pretenders. And obviously, the Pretenders, they're a British-American band. And they were formed in 1978 by the wonderful Chrissy Hynde and James Honeyman Scott, Peter Farndon, and Martin Chambers. And, of course, Chrissy Hynde, she was originally from the States, but she moved to the UK in 1973. And the band basically formed when Hynde's record label convinced her to form a band to help her record the demos that she'd been doing for this record label. They'd originally provided her with the musicians, but it didn't really work out, so that she had to go out and find other musicians to play with, and she found these other guys to form the Pretenders. And the name the Pretenders came from a very famous Platters song, The Great Pretender.
Yes,
and that was a favorite of Hynde's, so yeah, that's how the name came about. And they were part of the new wave post-punk scene that was taking off in the late 70s and early 80s, although they were kind of more traditional in the sense that they took inspiration more from 50s and 60s rock and roll and pop, I guess similar to what people like Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe were also doing at the time. And it was this style which dominated their debut album, which was produced by Chris Thomas, who was quite an in-demand producer at the time. And on here, there's lots of chiming guitars, big drum fills, obviously lots of pop melodies, very much thanks to Hynde's ability as a songwriter and as a front woman. She really was a dominant force, both in the studio at writing the material, but also on stage as well. She sung, she played rhythm guitar. She was quite a big personality.
Yes.
If you've seen her interviewed, she's quite a fierce woman, I would say. She definitely doesn't hold back.
No, definitely not.
No, and she's got very strong opinions. And yeah, this was a time, obviously, when a lot...
Sounds like my kind of lady.
This was a time when a lot of women were beginning to front more rock bands. And I guess it kind of led to the label, which is, I guess you could say it's quite derogatory, the rock chick kind of thing.
Like Susie Quattro.
Exactly, and, yeah. Susie Quattro, Pat Benatar, Blondie, obviously, Susie Sue. Mm. Quite a lot of these women.
Joan Jett.
Exactly, Joan Jett. Yep, that's the time where all this was coming in. And I think after a few years previously, when you didn't really see many women fronting rock bands, suddenly you had an influx of all these women with very strong personalities taking up the mantle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's kind of continued ever since, which is great. So let's start with the opening track and one of the first singles from this record. This song is called Precious, and this one has a strong punk rock feel to it, especially in the guitar playing, the rhythm guitar, and also Hynde's very aggressive vocals as well.
Across the street, cause you're
precious.
Moving through the Cleveland heat, how precious. You're taking nights and all the kicks are so precious. You know I was shitting bricks, cause I ain't
precious.
Make me wanna. You made me make it. He skipped the Fifth and Euclid Avenue. Was real precious. Hotel still ain't coming into view. How precious. It's a pity that you bruised my hip, cause I'm precious. You shouldn't let your manners slip. You're too precious. Admit me, Bonnie. Make me wanna, make me make it. Oh, so. Oh, we're gonna bound and bound and bound and bound. baby, I'm gonna have a baby. Oh, we want to do it. Oh, do it all night. I have my annual imperial, you're so. Now how are the duck and Mr. Stress both stayed? Trapped in a world that they never made. But not me, baby, I'm too precious, how to fuck off. They made me wanna They made me make it.
Precious by the Pretenders, our anniversary album.
There. Yeah. Yes. All right. So the next track we're going to hear is a cover, actually. It's a cover of a Kinks song called Stop Your Sobbing. And this actually led to Chrissy Hynes getting into a relationship with Kinks frontman Ray Davies.
Really?
Yeah. They had a child as well together. And this was also the first ever single they released as a group.
Oh, by the way, Precious, someone just texted this in. Precious, such a mean opening track. I've been playing my original vinyl of this I bought when it was released a lot lately. So good, so much energy, love it.
Oh, cool, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Pleasure. Well, we're going to keep the train rolling with Stop Your Sobbing.
It is time for you to stop all of the...
Lovely message there from the Pretenders. Stop your sobbing.
Stop your sobbing.
Okay. But what we were discussing as well is like after this album, how the lead singer ended up...
Chrissy Hynes getting with Ray Davis.
Yes, Chrissy Hynes getting with Ray Davis.
You were asking whether the song got his attention.
Yes.
It probably did.
Well, it's a pretty mean flex.
Yeah, it is. I'm just going to play one of your songs and try and get your attention.
Do a mean cover of it
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. So. And it's not. It's also the first song they put out as a single, so it's a big, bold move.
It is a big, bold move.
Yeah, in that part. And it paid off, obviously.
It did.
So let's look at the reception of this record. It was a big success. It made its number one in the UK. It also cracked the top 10 in the States, and it reached number two in New Zealand. They've always been popular down here. They've toured here quite frequently over the years. And it definitely helped get them off to a good start career-wise, which they'd then just go from strength to strength through the remainder of the 80s. This album since gone on to be considered a bit of an 80s classic, and Rolling Stone even voted it 155th in their 500 Best Albums list, and Slant Magazine voted it the 64th best album of the 1980s. Mm. And unfortunately, though, the band was hit by some unfortunate crises in the next few years, personally, because two of the members actually died.
Yeah.
John Honeyman Scott died in 1982, and the bass player as well, Peter Farndon, he died as well in 1983, and that kind of nearly derailed the band completely. But Hind and Chambers, they've continued on with various members, and they continue to this day to tour under the Pretenders name. And Hind in particular is still very much well loved as a front woman, and definitely has influenced an entire generation of women in rock, I guess, in the 80s, 90s, right up to today. She's, very, very influential front woman.
Yes.
On that note, we're going to finish with the third single from the record. It's called Brass in Pocket, and this is also one of their big hits. Went to number one in the UK, number two in New Zealand, and remains a very popular staple on radio all these years later.
Staple on radio.
Yeah, staple on radio.
It's probably staple to the radio.
Probably, yeah.
Yes. Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No, my pleasure.
And for those of you who may feel like we may have missed it out, any of the pieces out, I implore you to listen to the album back to back.
Go for it. Go
back
for gold.
Back to back tracks. So, we'll look forward to seeing you next week with another anniversary album.
Thank you.
And here we all are sitting in a rainbow. This is Brass in Pocket.
Ciao.
Ciao. Sam?
Got this. In pocket, gunpowder, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you notice. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No reason, just seems so.
Like me,
I'm special.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.